235.
I got your request for info.
Yes, I don't know if I spoke to you about the guy that I had to tell me he had to get off the bus because his dog tried to attack somebody, and he was saying he had a disability. Do I need to write up an incident report on that?
Did he bite anybody or anything?
He didn't bite anybody, but when he got on the bus, I seen his dog try to attack a passenger getting off the bus. So when he got on the bus, I told him that his dog can't bark. He told his dog, and then later a passenger got on the bus, and his dog went after the passenger, but he grabbed him before he could try to bite him.
Okay, yeah. No, if he didn't actually bite anybody or anything, we probably don't need anything. If you think it's going to be a big issue, we could do a report, or I can do a report. Well, I guess both of us could if you want to. But just because somebody has disabilities doesn't mean they get extra rights. They just have the same rights as everyone else with the accommodations. But nobody can bring a dog on the bus that's aggressive, whether you're disabled or not.
Moses' main argument is that he and the supervisor told him that he can get on the bus and it didn't matter and all this stuff about, hey, I know my rights. He kept going on about that. I don't know if you heard him in the background.
Really, it's really hard to hear anybody else other than the operator on the mic, so no, I didn't hear. I could hear noise, but that's about all I could hear. We can do a report, and I can pull tapes and just have it in case claims wants it, but I'll send you information on a report.
Okay, thanks.
And I got the time down, but could you remind me where that was?
136, not 136.
Okay, I can narrow it down from there. All right, I'll send you information for a report.
Okay, actually, it was between 148 and 122nd.
All right, copy that. Thank you. 1250.